Welcome to the Get to the Point podcast, a podcast for busy women who want to have real conversations about fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle, but without rambling or wasting time. Let's get to the point. Hey, welcome to another episode of the Get to the Point podcast. This is your host, Leslie Ann. I'm a certified personal trainer and fat loss nutrition coach and the founder of Real Fitness Training and our signature program, Fat Loss Lifestyle School, which is getting ready to kick off in just a couple weeks once we get into the new year. So that is really what these next few podcast episodes will be about, is kind of leading up to the new year, the launch of Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And I'm going to be telling you guys about some updates and some improvements that we've made to the program, because we're always looking to evolve and make it better and make it, just a better, easier program for you guys. We've made a couple tweaks and adjustments for the new year's, which I'll be telling you about soon. But in this episode, if you're listening in real time, it's December 7th. And yesterday in your inbox, if you're on our email list, you got our new mini meal guide. And I explained a little bit about the why behind, you know, why I created this guide for you guys, what it's designed for, what it's going to help you with. But if you are still pretty new to us, to Real Fitness Training, formerly known as Fat Loss Lifestyle School, and you're thinking about doing our program, you don't really know, like, you're kind of feeling things out. You don't really know what it's about yet. You just have some fat loss goals, and we are one of the programs you're checking out. I think this episode is going to be really eye-opening for you. And if you didn't get the mini meal guide, you absolutely still can. Head over to our Instagram account. We're at Real Fitness Training on Instagram. Click the link in my bio, and it's literally the first link. It'll say download the mini meal guide. You just pop in your email address. It's an instant download, and you get it right there. You can get it on your phone, tablet, laptop, whatever device you use. And it's going to give you a week's worth of options for the mini meal. And it's not a snack. Don't call it a snack. We are anti-snacking here at Real Fitness Training, and that's another conversation for another day. But the mini meal, as the title of this podcast episode says, is the most important meal that you're not eating. And I'm going to tell you why. So first of all, what do most of us do when we want to lose weight, when we don't know any better, right? Let's say we don't have access to a good coach. We don't have any education. We're just kind of using the mainstream, obvious strategies that are out there. And that means eating less and exercising more. So we go from being in a calorie surplus, we're gaining weight because we're eating more energy, consuming more energy, more calories than our body needs to maintain our weight. So we're gaining weight, we're eating in a calorie surplus, eating more than our body needs each day for its activity level. And we go from that, you know, not really having any discipline around our food, quite the opposite, you know, just be free for all, eating whatever. We go from that to usually a very strict regimen. Typically involves lists of things that are being cut out and takes you from being in a calorie surplus to being in a really significant calorie deficit. Now, you do need a calorie deficit to lose body fat. That is number one thing you must have to lose body fat. And there's a lot of different ways to achieve that. But going from that big surplus to an extreme deficit, pretty big swing. And if you're using, you know, just kind of trying to do it on your own, or you're using some kind of mainstream one size fits all diet program, you don't really have a strategy for sustainability. You're just relying on willpower. Like, I really want to lose this weight. I'm just going to stick to my plan. I'm just going to eat the foods on the approved list. I'm not going to eat that, you know, that those dozens of things. I can't eat that. I'm just going to eat this. I'm going to eat my little prepared packaged foods. I'm not going to eat breakfast, you know. This is your plan. Like, that's all you've got is just willpower. You're just going to grit your teeth and white knuckle your way through it. And this works for most people for a few days, maybe a few weeks if you're lucky. Maybe you start to see the scale go down a little bit, like, oh, it's working. Yes. But then your body starts to push back. Your metabolism starts to push back, because when you think about the human metabolism and kind of how our bodies are wired, our physiology being designed for survival, it kind of makes sense that your body wouldn't want to be in this, you know, almost survival mode where you're in this huge calorie deficit from slashing your calorie intake and often combining that with a huge increase in exercise, usually cardio. And so you've got this now massive gap between the calories going out and the calories coming in. And bodies don't like that, especially female bodies. And so after a few days or weeks of this, again, because you don't have a plan, your hunger levels start to creep back up. You start to crave all the foods that are not on your plan, the things you're not allowed to eat, foods that are very high in calories, highly palatable. Typically, that's foods that are very starchy, sugary, salty, fatty, et cetera. Those very high calorie foods, we're wired to crave those foods. Your energy levels start to go down. So you might've been on fire the first couple of days to get to the gym, to do your cardio. I'm going to do an hour on the elliptical. I'm going to do an hour on the cardio, on the machines. I'm going to do, you know, two hours of group fitness classes. But then week two hits and suddenly you're like, I just want to sit on the couch. I have no energy, right? Your sleep starts to suffer. You maybe can't fall asleep, can't stay asleep, don't feel rested when you wake up. The quality of your workout suffers. Even if you are pushing yourself to go and work out, you're not really recovering. You feel really sore. You know, you're not really energized in your workouts and you're kind of struggling to finish them. All these things start to happen because of this massive calorie deficit that you've created because you are doing an irresponsible, you know, one size fits all fad diet. And this is not how you want to lose weight, but this is what most people do because they don't know any better. And this is really, you know, if you pick up a fitness magazine, a diet magazine, go get a diet book off the shelf at Barnes & Noble or buy one on Amazon. You know, these are the kind of things they tell you you need to do. It's all about what you cut out. It's about, you know, eating as little as possible, doing these programs where, you know, you're not eating food at all. You're just eating prepackaged, like protein bars and shakes and weird things that are kind of food-like to get you in a huge calorie deficit. And the strategy is to just do it. Okay. But like we said, human body doesn't work like that. And what you've essentially set up is a battle between your physiology, your metabolism, and your program, right? These two things are not going to work together. So which one's going to win? Well, your body will every single time. And that's why people can't stick to these reckless one-size-fits-all mainstream diets. It's why you can't stick to one of these diets because they're not designed to work. They're just designed to get you to buy the book, get you to buy the packaged food, get you to sign up for the program. And then they just leave you. You know, there's no strategy. There's no exit plan. It's just good luck. Stick to it. And if you fail, just keep starting over. And what I'm telling you is that this is actually not how you want to approach fat loss at all. Because what this is doing, it is setting you up for failure. And what that looks like is you going on a bender for often days at a time. The weekend is typically when most people will do it. You know, Friday night, you're tired from the week. I've been so good. I've eaten so many salads. I've had so many protein shakes. I've skipped so many meals. I'm starving. I really want to treat myself. You open Pandora's box Friday night and can't get it closed. And so until maybe Monday, maybe Tuesday, it's a free-for-all. And so any success that you did see on the scale is now completely erased. You've probably actually seen an increase on the scale because the types of food you were eating over the weekend, again, what were you craving? Not chicken and broccoli, right? You were craving high calorie, salty, fatty, sugary, starchy foods that are going to make you retain water. So there goes the scale, probably higher than it was before you started. And you've now actually put yourself back further in the hole. So not only have you, you know, not made any progress, but you're worse off. These programs that do this to you, this approach, this vicious cycle, every time you do it, your metabolism takes a hit. And one of the reasons is because the more you do this, the more you do these, you know, excessive cardio, excessive calorie, extreme calorie deficit approaches, you are losing muscle mass. And muscle mass is like, I mean, it's part of your metabolic engine. The more muscle mass you have on your body, the more calories you burn at rest, the more efficient your metabolism is going to be, the more you're able to handle carbohydrates, for example. So muscle takes a huge hit when you keep doing these these reckless diets, and you just keep digging yourself further and further and further into the hole. So how do we fix this? Like, what is the answer? If this doesn't work, well, what does? Here's what works. Eating more of the right things more often. You have to understand that while yes, you do need a calorie deficit, the type, the quality of the calories, like where those calories are coming from, matters a lot. So it's not just about like eating under 1200 calories. Where those calories come from determines how hungry you're going to be, how much energy you're going to have, what types of foods you're going to crave, how well you're going to sleep. Are your workouts going to be effective? Like, in other words, are you actually eating enough protein, enough carbohydrates to fuel your workouts? And this is where a lot of people, you know, they kind of just do the diet 1.0 and they never get to that next level of understanding. Oh, all of this mainstream crap out here marketed as weight loss programs. It's actually, none of it is very helpful. It's all set up to make you fail. It's just to make a quick buck for whoever wrote it or created it. So what you've got to do is essentially throw out everything you think you know about how to lose body fat. Because here's the thing, if this really worked, it would have worked by now. Like, you've done it how many times? You've been doing it for how many years and it still hasn't worked? You just need more willpower? Well, where's that going to come from? Good luck, right? It's not going to happen. So the great news is that there is another way. And if you work with a reputable, knowledgeable, educated professional, they're going to teach you things like how to eat, how to put your meals together with the right balance of protein, fat, and carbs so that you have enough energy to get through your day, so that you have enough protein so that you don't lose muscle mass while you're trying to lose weight. And honestly, if you're doing this right, you should feel pretty good. Most of our clients are blown away, not only by how much food they are eating, but how great they feel eating this way. Even though they're in a calorie deficit, that the difference is the calorie deficit isn't as extreme and it doesn't need to be. In fact, you don't want your body to be in this kind of survival mode where you've slashed your daily calories down to like lower than your basal metabolic rate and you're trying to do as much cardio as possible. Like, pump the brakes. You're not going to find any kind of sustainable results. You're not even going to look that great from doing that, honestly. You're going to look and feel like hell. So here is what we do in our program, Fat Loss Lifestyle School. Number one, we're going to teach you how to eat more of the right foods more often. And when I say right foods, here's what that means. There are certain foods that are better than others at shutting down hunger, at keeping you fuller longer, at balancing your blood sugar, at helping you maintain muscle mass, at dialing down your cravings and making them less powerful and less frequent. What are those foods? Well, they're real whole nutrient dense foods. It's the foods that have one ingredient: chicken, tuna, turkey, lean beef, eggs, broccoli, apples, sweet potatoes, rice, quinoa. Do I need to keep going? Grapes, tomatoes, mushrooms. It's real food. When your diet is comprised of, 75 to 80% real whole foods, you're getting a ton of nutrients and vitamins and minerals. You're getting protein, fiber, and water from these real foods, the combination of the protein with the fruits and vegetables. That is magic for keeping you full so that you can consume fewer calories, but not feel hungry. You can actually eat a giant plate or bowl full of delicious food for a few hundred calories, and you will struggle to finish that meal. It happens all the time in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. We give these ladies recipes for, our savory oat bran bowl or a big ass salad with some grilled chicken or grilled salmon on top. And they can't finish it. They're like, oh, I have to eat all of this. Oh my gosh, I'm so full. Yeah. That's the way to do it. So it's about eating more of those real foods because you can eat more of them for fewer calories. And they're really good at setting your body up so that it doesn't need to be fed every 2 hours. You can go for 3, 4, 5 hours between meals and not be hungry. So that right there is going to shut down the snacking, the grazing, the picking at the office candy jar, the eating your kids' snacks, grabbing bites of things here and there. That adds up very quickly to hundreds of extra calories each day. And our clients are amazed when they start eating the way we teach them in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And suddenly they're like, I have no interest in my kids' mac and cheese. It's like an alien has taken over my body. I used to always eat like the crust off their PB&J sandwiches. I always finish their chicken nuggets. And now I don't even want them. They don't even look good. What's going on there? Do they just get more willpower? No, they're not hungry because they're fueling their bodies right. So that's the first step to preventing this vicious cycle of eating less, exercising more, and failing. Okay. Learn how to eat. And we know that nutrition is actually quite simple, but a lot of people have made it really confusing and really overwhelming. So we've created really easy resources for you guys, a really simple food list that breaks down like these foods are proteins, these foods are fats, these foods are carbohydrates. Here's how much you need of each type of food. Start there. And then you might need more of something. You might need less of something. Everyone's different. We'll help you figure that out, but start here. It's called our template. So we've got these food lists plus the template. The template's a visual tool for how to build your plate for fat loss meals. You plug these two things together and that's all you got to do. It's really, really simple and you can do it anywhere, at home, at a family member's house for a meal, traveling for work or vacation. It happens anywhere. These template meals that we can teach you how to build. So these meals are naturally low in calories, even though it's a ton of food. And these foods that we're going to be eating, they're pretty hard to overeat. Like, I don't know a lot of people that are going to sit down and like eat two chicken breasts. You probably can't even finish one. Like, when's the last time you overate broccoli? Probably never. And these foods, these meals that combine protein, fiber, a little bit of fat, like I said, this is like, it's the happy place for your body. Like, you're going to be so full and satisfied after you eat. You're going to be able to go for 3, 4, 5 hours between meals without thinking about food. It's so freeing. It's so amazing. Number two, here's how we're going to prevent the eat less, exercise more, fail cycle by adding in more of the right foods. Number two, we're going to evenly space our meals out before throughout the day and eat before we get ravenously hungry. Now, again, this flies in the face of everything you think you know from dieting for all these years, right? I just, if I'm not hungry, it can't be working. I have to be starving myself in order to get results. I should go to bed hungry. I should wake up hungry. I should be, white knuckling it between meals. That's a sign that, you know, I'm doing it right. Well, actually, that's not necessary. And when you put yourself in that situation of being extremely hungry, again, you're setting up this battle between your approach, your program, your plan, lame as it is, versus your physiology, versus your body. Your body's going to win. When you let yourself get to that point of ravenous hunger, your stomach is actually growling, your hunger hormones are elevated. It's really hard to make good choices. You know this. When you let yourself get to that point, you will literally eat whatever crosses, like whatever is within hand's reach, and you'll overeat it. And you won't even like slow down to process what you're eating. You just shove it in your mouth because you're so hungry. We've all done it, right? So the way that we stop that is to space the meals out evenly throughout the day. And this is where that mini meal comes in. A lot of people, they've been programmed their whole life to, I must eat three meals. And then I'll just eat tons of little snacks in between if I'm hungry. No, 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 no. Here's what we're going to do. We're not going to snack. We're going to eat balanced meals that keep us full for long enough so that we can get to our next meal without, you know, bottoming out and having to raid the candy jar or raid the kids' snacks. So let's say you want to do breakfast maybe around 8 a.m. or 9 a.m., you know, whatever works for you. It doesn't have to be as soon as you wake up, but within an hour or two of waking, have your first balanced template meal and then have your next one 4 hours later-ish. If that works for your schedule, 3.5, 4, 4.5 hours around midday, noon, 12:30, something like that. Another balanced template meal. What most people do wrong is they will go from lunch all the way until dinner, till 7 o'clock at night, and wonder why they can't not go to the drive-thru. Wonder why they come home and just wipe out the contents of their pantry while they're making dinner. You need to eat something between lunch and dinner, or move your dinner up. So we're keeping our meals evenly spaced. So We've got meal one, meal two, meal three, that mini meal. Maybe put that around like 4 o'clock and watch what happens. A balanced meal. Like, we're going to show you how to eat in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. Follow the template, use the foods from the food list, plug it in, put it together, eat it around 4 o'clock or so. You'll be able to come home from work and make dinner and help your kids with their homework and not kill anyone and sit down and eat your meal with your family. And then you're good. You're not going to be back in the pantry for the rest of the night. So four meals for most of our clients tends to be the sweet spot. If you're somebody that has to eat dinner at like 5 o'clock, 5:30, because you've got little kids that go to bed early, then flip the mini meal till after dinner, make it at like 7:30 or 8 o'clock or whatever. It's fine. It's flexible. All right. It doesn't have to be perfect. Everyone doesn't have to do it exactly the same. But the idea here, again, evenly spaced meals throughout the day to avoid ravenous hunger, keep blood sugar steady. That way you're not strong arming it between lunch and dinner or from when you get home from work until you go to bed. I swear to you, if you this one thing, if you add this in and get this right, it will blow your mind. It is one of the biggest takeaways, like light bulb moments for our clients in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, and it always has. And this is why we created the mini meal guide. This is why I put this together for you guys, because so many people, they've again been brainwashed. I need to have a snack. I need to eat a granola bar. I'm going to eat this little container of sugary yogurt. I'm just going to have an apple. No, you need a balanced meal that follows the template. And it doesn't have to be complicated. So plug those foods together, eat it. Got to get the full serving of protein in there. Got to have each macro represented and you're good. And here's the thing. Number three, by adding in that mini meal, you will actually consume fewer calories overall throughout the day because it shuts down the snacking. All those extra calories, those hundreds of extra calories that you're getting each day from grazing and picking and grabbing handfuls of pretzels and tortilla chips and crackers from the pantry. Okay. So that is how you stay in that calorie deficit and make it sustainable because it's not extreme. You're never going to be ravenously hungry. You don't need to be. You should feel pretty good when you're in a fat loss phase if you're doing it right and you've got your food intake, your energy intake set up to balance with your activity level. We help you do that in Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And the calorie deficit only needs to be a few hundred calories each day. All right. Maybe 300, 400 fewer calories than you normally eat. And you know, however many calories your body needs to maintain your weight, a little bit less than that. And you will start to see slow, steady, consistent fat loss without losing muscle. That's the key. All right. So this episode is to explain to you why you need the mini meal. So many people think, I don't need it. I'm not that hungry. I'm just going to skip it. It'll help me get results faster. It will bite you in the butt every single time. It will come back and bite you in the butt. Don't skip it. Don't get into that mentality that less is better. It's not. More of the right foods more often are better. And if you do it our way and you use our food list, you use our template that you get in Fat Loss Lifestyle School, you're going to be able to cruise to your goals feeling amazing. Your workouts are going to feel great. You're actually going to want to feel like working out. It's crazy. When you eat enough, how you actually feel like lifting weights and doing some cardio and doing yoga and going for a walk. You'll feel really great. And you're going to start to see your body change and you're going to do it long-term, like long enough to actually get to your goal. This vicious cycle of like 2 weeks on a diet, 3 weeks off, 4 days being good, the whole weekend being bad. That stops. When you are fueled properly and you have a little bit of education to back that up and you know why you're doing this and like, these foods are proteins, these foods are carbs, these foods are fats. Here's how I put them together in the right amount for me. When you know that, like, you're unstoppable. There's no reason you can't reach your goal. It's just a matter of patience. Okay. But when you're doing it the wrong way, when you're putting, you know, scaring the crap out of your body with an 800 calorie a day diet and then trying to do cardio on top of that, you're going nowhere fast. You will never reach your goal doing that. There isn't enough willpower in the world to get you there. Okay. So just a reminder, if you didn't get the mini meal guide, but you're listening to this episode and you're like, okay, I want to try this, do it. Go to our Instagram bio,
at Real Fitness Training, click that link and you will see right there at the top, click that first link and you can download the mini meal guide you'll get on our email list. And that also gives you access to priority registration for January, for Winter Fat Loss Lifestyle School. And that opens on, that starts on January 9th. Registration opens for that this Friday. And it's not a take everyone kind of program. It's limited because we want to have a smaller group of clients that we can actually get to know and help and personalize the coaching, personalize the feedback. You're not going to be in a coaching group with like hundreds of people. It's a much more high touch experience. You actually get real coaching from real professionals who know who you are. And they remember like, well, last week you were struggling with this and how's it going this week? And what's the update on this? And how are your results? And I know you said you were struggling with cravings after dinner. Did this thing that I suggested work for you? That's how we operate. That's real coaching. This is real education. This is going to get you the real results that you want, not eating less and exercising more. Okay. I hope this episode was helpful. I can't wait to see what you think about the guide. Implement this mini meal strategy. It's not a snack. Implement the mini meal and let me know what happens. It's going to rock your world. All right. I look forward to chatting with you on the next episode. Thanks for listening.